And joining me right now here on the phone line, Tuggle, Florida Gators women's basketball. She's one of the great guards on the team. Coming back for another season, she is guard Zippy Broughton. And yeah, we want to thank the Gator Collective for making this happen today. Zippy, how you doing today?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself, man?
I am doing just fine. We'll start with this. How's the offseason going for ya?
Oh, man, the offseason is phenomenal. Every day we wear workout shirts that says either unsatisfied or won't settle. And those are two models that we're really sticking by. We've been putting work in every day, extra work. Or as Coach Kelly likes to say, it's not extra work, it's the minimum in order to be great. So we've been doing really well as far as holding each other accountable and becoming much better than we were last year.
You have to wear this shirt every single day. You can't wear anything else.
Every single day.
Every day. I like it. What did you take out of your first season with Florida last year then?
Man, growth. It was truthfully my first real season of college basketball where I started to actually, you know, play like the player that I know I can be. So, you know, I just learned a lot of lessons as far as, you know, being patient with myself, you know, holding myself accountable. And that also at the same time, I have to be that person that brings everyone else along. You know, it's not a one-man ship. You know, you need five people in the court and you need a whole team of, you know, as many players that we have on our roster to be able to excel.
Zippy, for our listeners, why did you transfer to Florida?
You know, this is, if you can ask any guy on the team why they chose Florida, it's because of Coach Kelly. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Coach Kelly is one of the greatest persons that is in my life. You know, not just who she is as a coach, but her personality, who she is as a person. And, you know, she had a big part of my recruitment in high school. And, you know, once we got in contact again, when I put my name in the portal, the love that she had for me then, I felt all over again. And it's very genuine.
Was there a moment last year where you're like, yeah, I'm really playing for Florida. We did this. So we're on the court there. Was there a moment like that?
Oh, man, it's even moments to this day. Like, in practice, I'm like, man, I'm really at the University of Florida right now. Like, I'm really here. It still amazes me, and I'm so blessed, you know, to be in the position that I'm in.
What's the best way to describe SEC play for women's basketball then?
Oh, quick, aggressive. Those are two small words, but those are two huge words. Very quick and aggressive. Big guards, strong posts. I got to keep up.
Yeah. What is your advice then, Zippy, for a high school basketball player who wants to get to your level? What's your advice so they can get to that level next?
It's a process. And I know that might be cliche and everybody talks about it, but it's true. Mm-hmm. We have these goals, these end goals that, you know, we desire, but if you're not doing the little things every day, you know, being 1% better than who you were yesterday, then it would be pointless. So focus on the process and becoming better than who you were yesterday. And then the end goal, the end result will more than likely come if you do that.
Going into this next season, do you set goals for yourself and your team? Like, how do you try to prepare for it?
I usually set goals, but this year I've been more focused on, like I said, just focusing on who I was yesterday and being better than that person I was yesterday. I usually write down a list of, you know, what my free throw percentage is going to be, what my shooting average is going to be. Mm-hmm. But this year, I would truthfully say this, my biggest goal of this year has been to make sure that all of my teammates are playing at their highest potential, are putting in the extra work to be at their highest potential. That's my goal, to be the best leader that I could be.
Is the standard to win the SEC championship?
Oh, I'm not wasting my time. That's what we play for. That's what I want. And I know that's what we want. So, yes, SEC championship, that's what we want.
Do you have aspirations to play pro basketball once you're done with college?
Oh, yes. WNBA is the goal. WNBA has been the goal since I was a kid. And I know, especially last year, I got so wrapped around going to the WNBA that, you know, I lost sight of, you know, doing those little things that I just spoke about every day. So, yes, the WNBA is definitely where I want to go.
Zippy, do you have a favorite WNBA team that you rooted for growing up?
You know, I honestly, since I'm from the South and I'm from Alabama, it used to be the Atlanta Dream. But now that I'm older, you know, long live your rivals. So I don't want to say I have a favorite team now. My favorite team is whoever drafts me.
great answer. I love it. All right. Who are some of your favorite players? You could say NBA or WNBA that you looked up to growing up.
Okay. So I'll say Maya Moore. Oh, that was a huge one as a kid. And just even who she is off the court. So Maya Moore, Jordan Canada. I love the way she plays. NBA, I love LeBron James. I've always been a LeBron fan. And I get iffy around the guard spot. It switches up who I want to mimic. Sometimes I feel like Chris Paul. Sometimes I feel like Kyrie. Sometimes I feel like Westbrook. So it's hard to pick between the guard spot.
Have you met LeBron James?
No, I wish. I really wish.
Okay. So I cover the Orlando Magic. I've been in the locker room.
Wow.
I've been in the locker room with LeBron. I've stood by him. Does that impress you?
Oh, it does. It does. I just want to see him.
Here's what I try telling people, Zippy. He's bigger than you think in person.
Oh, he's for real?
He's just like, he's 6'8". I mean, it is crazy. I loved your answer, by the way. I'll go wherever I go. Just draft me. It's fantastic. I love that so
much. Thank you. Thank you.
What on the court, and I know this is tough to answer, where do you think you need to improve on the court as a basketball player?
Not being cliche, but everywhere. You know, every basketball player, every person in general needs every area to improve, but I'll be more specific. You know, my field goal percentage has to go up. How I direct and orchestrate the team has to, you know, be more poised since I'm at the point guard position now. And just being more efficient and more consistent. That's the biggest thing, consistency and efficiency. So those are two areas that I really want to work on the most.
How important, especially as a point guard, is it to have communication on the court with your teammates?
Oh, man. Man, imagine a band or an orchestra without a director. You know, you wouldn't be able to flow. You wouldn't be able to do these things in accordance with each other. So I know how important it is at the position that I'm in to communicate with my teammates, not when it's happening, but before it's happening. So I have to be actively talking to my teammates.
Did you, because I'm looking at your stats here, you're a graduate assistant. Have you already gotten your undergrad degree?
Yes, I actually graduate, what's today? Thursday? I graduated in 2 days.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What is the degree going to be in?
It's in food and resource economics.
Okay, so if we can't play basketball long term, what would we like to do with our degree?
Ooh,
I know.
That's the question of the year.
Oh, I know. Hey, I'm sending this to your family. They're all going to listen to it. Okay.
You know, I'm a big nature and save the earth person. So anything with like sustainability farming or just anything with the economic part of just sustainable research or sustainable, you know, production, I want to be a part of that.
That is really nice. And don't worry. I'm 40 years old. I still, my parents call me. I'm like, I still don't know what I'm doing. So don't worry. All right. Hey, I'll
but
be like,
on the same page.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm trying to find a PS5. I think that's my goals right now. That's what it is. Okay. All right. What was your favorite class that you took over the last year or so?
You know,
Oh, go on.
I'll say the class that I'm in now. It's actually, I'm in grad school now, pursuing an agribusiness master's degree. Okay. And I'll actually say my quantitative methods class, it'll probably be my favorite. It's hard, but I feel like I'm actually, you know, applying what I've learned. So it's a lot of data analysis and doing statistical reporting on the research that we're doing. And, you know, I'm at that point now where it feels like all the things that I've learned, I can actually apply it to, you know, real world stuff. So I'll probably say that's my favorite right now.
That is really cool. We're here with Zippy Broaden. She is with the Florida Gator basketball team, one of the guards. And we want to thank the Gator Collective for making this happen. All right, let's go to the lightning round before we let you go. These are fun questions, okay?
All right.
Okay. If one last meal, would you rather have pizza or hamburger?
Oh, pizza.
Pizza. Okay, what are we putting on it?
Just pepperoni.
All right. Pepperoni.
Actually, no. Oh. Spinach. Spinach. Ooh.
What? Or, wait, spinach and pepperoni?
No. Just spinach.
What? Do you call up places and go, look, do you have spinach? Like, what do you do?
No. So I go to Domino's and I customize it to get the spinach, and I customize it very specifically to what I want.
When did this happen where we like the spinach pizza? Did this happen the last couple years?
So my family, you know, I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. and on Fridays or anytime like during Lent where we couldn't eat meat, or we just end up having fish, or we end up not being able, like I said, to eat meat, then they'll order spinach pizza instead of pepperoni. So, yeah.
You gave me the greatest answer ever. You put me in my place. That was fantastic. That's a hell of an answer. It really is. Okay. iPhone or Android?
Oh, iPhone.
Okay. Which iPhone do we have?
I have the 13 Pro Max. No green messages over here.
Wow. You are a baller. You have to get the number one phone. I love it.
Oh, my mom's the baller. My mom. Oh, shout out to you, Mom.
Okay. I love it. For social media, do you like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook? What's your favorite?
Depends on the mood. If I need a good laugh, Twitter. To stay connected with everyone, Instagram.
Instagram. What are Gator fans like? What, you know, at basketball games? Are they supportive? Are they cheering? What are they like there at the games?
Man, Gator fans are very supportive. This past year, we've seen our fan base start to go up, and I'm expecting this year for it to go up even more. So we're a Gator Nation. I'm expecting that.
Zippy, what TV shows are you currently watching right now?
Absolutely nothing, man. Ooh. Grad school's kicking my butt. I don't have time for any TV.
All right, so then what's an off-season day like for Zippy as she's getting ready for the season?
Getting ready for the season?
Yeah. Are you training every day? Are you playing basketball every day? What's up?
Ooh, playing basketball every day, training, lifting. When I do have the chance, I read. I go out in the nature and soak up my vitamin D. And I squeeze in anime if I can.
Anime?
I love anime.
Okay. I said, what TV shows? And you're like, no shows, but I do. So anime.
Not right now.
Anime. All right. Are you like a Demon Slayer fan? What are we watching?
No, I have to start. I just finished up Hunter x Hunter, and whoo, man, wow. That's I love Naruto. I grew up a huge Naruto fan, but right now Hunter x Hunter and Naruto kind of neck and neck with me.
Have you seen Attack of the Titan?
No, I have to catch up, man. Yep. Really, school and basketball has been slowing me down, but I have to.
You're like, sorry, guys, I've been busy trying to win championships. I apologize.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. What was the last book you read since you said you were reading?
So I started this book called Think Again. I haven't finished it. My best friend from Israel, she got me a book called Think Again, and it's really good so far.
You're getting the tough questions. Even though I said they were fun, I'm putting you on the spot. I love it. I really do.
All right. It's okay. I'm ready.
Okay. How cool is it where Florida is a Jordan brand, especially when you're a basketball player?
Come on now. Every basketball athlete's, you know, dream is Jordan. Come on. To be at the University of Florida and wear Jordan, that's an honor in itself.
Do you have a favorite pair you like to wear when you're playing?
Oh, when I'm playing, no. I'm still trying to find the right shoe. because right now I'm going more so off of feel instead of look. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get the look part, but I got the feel look. I got the feel look. I have no idea what they're called, but...
I understand, Zippy, because it's like I know the cool thing is to wear the Jordan 1s, but like if I'm playing basketball at a super high level, I need a better shoe than that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. What is your favorite pair of Jordans, though? Just the look of them. What do you like?
Man, I wear these almost every time I go out. I love them. My Black Cat 4s. Oh, man, I love those.
Is it wrong that I like the Jordan 11s, even though that's cliche? What? Those are my favorites.
No, it's cliche for a reason.
Great stuff. Zippy, how can they follow you on social media?
And everyone follow me on Instagram at Zippy the Hippie, ZippyDaHippie, HIPPIE.
Was your last name not available? So you're like, I'm going with Zippy the Hippie? What happened?
You know, everyone calls me a hippie. You know, I like to live a hippie, carefree lifestyle. So I just put it all together, Zippy the Hippie.
We would like to thank the Gator Collective for making this conversation happen today. Zippy, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck on the new season this fall.
No, I appreciate you so much for having me.